People in India are debating the future of a museum. The question here is whether a museum showcasing the past should include a little more about the present, and it's controversial because of the political content. To imagine the significance, consider this possibility. Imagine that here in the United States, George Washington's home at Mount Vernon was updated to include a little more material about more recent presidents, including the current president. That is the kind of discussion people are having in India about a former prime minister's house. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy has our story.
Jawaharlal Nehru towered over his time. Thinker, freedom fighter, heir to Mahatma Gandhi. Nehru oversaw India's transition from a British colony to a democracy and announced the birth in 1947 of a free India.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
Paying tribute, each year 1.5 million school children parade through Delhi's Nehru Memorial Museum and Library, his old home. They learn how Nehru famously penned a history of the world from prison, how he became India's first prime minister, and continually held power from 47 right up to his death in 1964.
And that's kind of a very heady era.
Historian and former fellow at the Nehru Library, Ananya Vajpayee.
A lot happened by way of governance because the new state was just beginning to sort of form itself and settle in.
That history is documented in this grand, if fated, residence, captured in black and white images, many of Nehru, from a dark-eyed young teen to a dashing leader in a Nehru jacket. There's a homespun quality to this museum. The plaques and pictures are set against, in many cases, badly lit burlap. This is a museum in need of an upgrade. Of that, there seems to be little question. The issue that is stirring here is whether that modernization will include a repurposing of the museum. The chairman of the museum's executive council is quoted saying it should be a museum of governance, showcasing contemporary India, including Prime Minister Modi's work on such things as smart cities.
Yes, he has rightly said. No, nothing wrong about that.
That's Culture Minister Manish Sharma, who says there's no reason not to expand years covered up to 2015 and flips through the original rules of the museum to make his case.
All those eminent Indians.
But Sharma sidesteps the many references to Nehru and the freedom movement and insists that the criteria of what belongs in the museum is elastic.
History means what? From which date to which date we count it as a history? We, the government and our prime minister, has got no vision to undermine any great personality's vision, his remembrances, his contribution, but we want to add to it.
Manish Tiwari is the spokesman of the Congress party that Nehru once led and that Modi now battles. Modi feuds, too, with the Gandhi family, the patriarch of whom was Nehru, father of Indira Gandhi, grandfather-in-law of the current Congress party leader, Sonia Gandhi. Manish Tiwari says conflating Nehru's legacy with the current administration would be like combining the libraries that enshrine the lives of the various presidents of the United States.
For example, if you were to try and interpolate into President Kennedy's library the papers of President Nixon, that would not only be an oxymoron, but it would be a monumental stupidity. So that's the kind of stupidity which this government is doing.
Historian Romila Topper says the Modi administration is Hindu nationalist at its core, and that appropriating space devoted to Nehru is a way to eclipse the Nehruvian vision of India as a secular and pluralistic state.
It's part of the decision. You dismantle institutions, you convert them into something that they are not, and then you have full control of what you're doing. And then you rebuild a new ideology on the full control that you have. That's unpleasant, to put it mildly.
Schoolgirls at the Nehru Museum spill out into the sweeping gardens. Their young teacher, Chitra Sharma, says she wants them to know what sacrifices were made so that they could be free. Any modern repurpose of this place, she says, could never match the original purpose, honoring the patriots who won India's freedom.
It's the heritage, actually. Incredible India is because of these people, not because of the current so-called politicians.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.